We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 9 lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top. Amamar. Also, Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. You had over here, Reuben dies with two wives, Rachel and Bracha, and Shimon gave Maimer to both of them. Rabbi Gamliel, Aimer, Noisen Get L'Rishayna. You give a get to the first one, to Rachel. Why? Because her Maimer was Chal. And the mutter in the second one's craving. Why? Because the second maimer didn't do anything. Rabbi Gamliel holds, so l'chayra, you gave maimer to the first one, why do you have to give a get and chalitza? Just do yibum. Just do yibum. What's the problem? We had in the Mishnah, when you start off with maimer, to do B afterwards, it's the chatrila. We'll see on the Gemara base. Who has the mitzvah to do it like that way? So here, you gave Maimer to the first one, Maimer to the second one. Maimer to the second one, nothing happens. So now, just continue with Yibam. It didn't become possible. So why do Yibam? And for the Gemara, the reason why you do Yibam, Gzeira, Dilma, also Yibum, Yashniya. If you allow them to Yibam, we're scared you do Yibam to the second one. You say, oh, I gave Maimer to both, I could do Yibam to either one. And to the second one, you can't do Yibam. Because the second one, there the Maimer wasn't Chal, and you have Rav Maimer to the first one. And Lach is, you burn Shnei Batim. So you can't do Yibam to the second one. Therefore, we say, don't do Yibam, just do Get and Chalitza. Rav Gamil, Ube Shammai, V'Rav Shimon, Uben Azai, V'Rav Nechemya. Five Tanoim, Kulo Sfirlu, Maimer, Koine, King, and Gomer. They all hold Maimer as Koine, King, and Gomer. Now, Rashi Ray points out, Lav Goma Mamish Ela Kinyan Choshev. And Tosis points out that they're not, the top Tosis, they're not all the same. The Fibe Shammai, the Kohen of the Raisa, and the other ones are all the Rabbanon. And they have other differences also, and we'll speak it out as we go along. But these five Tanoim all hold that Maimer has a certain big effect. They have a certain effect that's Kohen of Kinyan Gomer, everyone to their level. Rav Gamil, Hod Amarim. Rav Gamil, like we said, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. Like Tosis speaks out, Rav Gamil Lo Koni El Da Behod Lo Mahani Maimer Basrei. It's not Koni King Gomer. Just fear of Gamil, Maimer is Koni enough that the next Maimer can work afterwards. So that's a Tzad HaShava in these five, that Maimer does something big. So Rav Gamil Hod Amar, that's Koni King Gomer, which means is Maimer afterwards will not work. Beis Shammai is one who holds the Raisa, the Tanan. We looked at a Mishnah, we had this Mishnah before. Shloisha Achim, the three brothers, Shnayim Mehem Mesu Meshtei Achayitz. The three brothers, two married, two sisters, means Reuven and Shimon. Take out your nearest cartoon. Reuven married to Rachel, Shimon married to Leah, two sisters. And then Echam Mufna, you have Levi. Meis Echam Bali Achayitz. One of them dies. Okay, one of the Reuven dies, let's say. Va'asa ba'mufna maimer. Levi does maimer with Rachel. Now Shimon dies. So now Leah felt Yibum. Is Leah in the parasha or not? Because if Levi is married to Rachel already, so then Shimon's wife, which is Leah, is not negayah. But here he only gave maimer. So what's the halacha? So Acha Meisach Lasheni. Beisham Erim Ishta Imay. He keeps his wife that he gave maimer to. The other one goes out. What do you see? Maimer is koina. You see, Beishamai, maimer is koina de araisa. So that's the second shita. We have Rav Gamil of our Mishnah, maimer chamaimer. Then you have Beishamai. Rav Shimon, the Tanya, went to the araisa. This is talking about a Mishnah later on in Perek Yishe Rabba, where a 9-year-old was ba yevimtoi, which means that Reuven died without children, and his wife fell to his brother, who was only 9 years old. Now, 9 years old, the uniqueness of a 9-year old is that the bia is a bia, it's considered a bia, but he's not a godly yet. So halacha is that, according to the Rabbanon, if there was two brothers that were 9 years old, one was 9, one was 10, let's say, and one of them was ba yivimtai, and the second one was ba on the second one also was ba on the yivama. The halacha is that she becomes puzzle to both of them because they both did bia. That's the halacha. And Rav Shimon says, it's not true. Maman of Shach. Rav Shimon says like this. Amar Rav Shimon lechavim in bias rishon bia sheni in a bia. And bia sheni is not a bia. In bias rishon bia sheni nami in a bia. Then bia sheni is also not a bia because If the Bias Chaos is nothing afterwards, nothing can happen. Nothing afterwards could pass it. Because Rashi asks, she was Mazana then. Remember, like this, you have two of these brothers, Shimon and Levi. They're both on the Bar Mitzvah, but both have a beer. So Shimon does beer, then Levi does beer. So the Rabbanan say, now that she's possible to both of them now. But Shimon says like this, Marsha, if the beer is kaina, so then Levi's beer did nothing. If it's not kaina, it also is nothing. That's what the Shimon Titus. So Rashi asks, on the side that Shimon's beer is kaina, but Levi's beer should have effect. Why? Because she was Mazana with someone else. After you marry, you're down with someone else, it passes you to your husband then. And the other also, right. So he answered, Rashi answers, because you only pass your husband either kinu vestira. That's what Rashi says. Only if you warn them first. So Taisa says, that's true. If someone's a mazana, if you know what the mazana is, you only kinu vestira. Taisa says, a divim shah. That's August Rashi says, Talmud Taya wrote it. And he says, you tell your cipher, he says, Rashi never wrote said it's my ulam. And Taisa says, that is because it was a shy gig. She was a shy gig over here. They didn't know. Whatever the case was. What? Right. Even Vashayig, exactly. So the second one, I'm saying the second could have worked. Whatever. That's but. Why does no Vashayig? No, only by Kain. It's Kain. By a regular child, Vashayig is not Asa, or Oynis is not Asa. If someone's Chashom is not Anas, someone's wife, he's not Asa to her husband. Akaponim, that's just a Zaytik point that Rashi talks about. But Akaponim, what does Shimon say? In be a reason be a sheni and be a in be a sheni and be a sheni and be a, and the Mark explains. But bias ben teisha the kamei meshavi rabbanon bias ben teisha the same level as a maimer become Rav Shimon and a be a and bias ben teisha is a big shaila if it's the raisa or the rabbanon. But either way, it doesn't work as a yibum legamri. It's sort of like a maimer. And what does it say that? According to Rav Shimon, ain't a beer. The second beer is nothing. So you see, at least on one side, that it's a maimer is kind of kinigom according to Rav Shimon. Because a beer spent test is a maimer. And you see, on one side, it's kind of kinigom, and the next one doesn't work. Back to our trusty Tosfos here. When Tosfos goes through the Shitas, Tosfos says, Rav Shimon Masafkale, Kani Loi Kani. That's why they're all not the same, all five Shitas, because we had Rav Gamliel holds ain't a maimer ch maimer. Rav Beishami held it works the raisa. Now up to Rav Shimon, who's mesupik if it works, but on the tzada, on tzada works, it's the gamri. What?
Sounds like Rav Gamliel point to Rava.
Right, sounds like Rav Gamliel point to Rava. That's what it sounds like. And Be'etzem, the truth is, we really had this Rav Shimon earlier on, for those that are chazering Yevamos, on daf Yutesam and Aleph, I think it is, you have the Tesam and Aleph, it says there, the Rav Shimon's mesupik and maimer is kainim. And Yud Tes of Nafs is Omer Rav Shimon Lachamim in Maimer Shal Sheni Maimer Eish Sheni Uboil Maimer Shal Sheni in Maimer Eish Sheni Uboil, because it says there is Mesopik if Maimer is Koine or not Ayin Shom. And the Rav Shimon already asked, why don't we bring that Rav Shimon? On Kapodim, that's a third Shita. Ben Azai the fourth Shita. Ben Azai the Talmud Rabbeisa. Ben Azai Eimer, this is the same din like Rav Gamil, but he's Mechalik a little bit. Ben Azai Eimer Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer B'Shnei Yevamim Vama Achas. We have two Yevamim and one Yevama. There is Maimer Acha Maimer because each Yevam has a Koyach of Maimer. But there's no Maimer Acha Maimer with one Yevam and two Yevamois, which means Rachel and Bracha fall to Shimon. Shimon only has one Maimer. Why? Because Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. So you see, he holds to a certain extent Ein Maimer Acha Maimer like Rav Gamliel. Because he says, by two Yevamois and a Yav Mechal, you only give one Maimer and not two Maimers. Only one Maimer and not two Maimers. That's the Shita of Ben Azza. Rabbi Nechemya, the Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya, Eimer, said in the end of our Mishnah, the Chagas of Nechemya Rabbanon, if ain't Acha be a Klum. And Rabbi Nechemya said, Achas be'ila, v'achas chalitza, be'metchilo, be'emse, v'soif, and achre a Klum. That means even a Bia, Acha Maimer, you do Maimer to Rachel and Bia to Bracha, the bia is a good yibum, and Rashi said there was no chalitza, and enach a bia klum. V'ha bia psula the kemaimer shavi rabbanon. So what does it say there? That the bia after a maimer or after a get enach a klum koin to Rav Nechemya. Aye, the kemaimer shavi rabbanon. It's like a maimer that bia psula v'ktoni enach a klum. You see, it's chal. So you see, maimer koin kini gomer. Now, why is it saying like kemaimer shavi rabbanon? So Rashi says, what do you mean? We just said that after a bee, according to Rav Chaim, you don't need chalitza. Look at Rashi, Daf Nun Amud Beis, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. It says, "Benafka begebel chalitza." According to Rav Chaim, if you do bia, even bia psula, it makes a yibam. You don't need chalitza. So why we're saying over here, the Kamei Mishav Rabbanon, the loy nafka mina beget, the kabayin nami chalitza gos. What's Pshat and Rashi? The stira, the two sugyas. Mamas stira. Rashi in the Mishnah says, "What's Pshat Rav Chaim?" That if you give get to Rachel, they do bia to bracha. It's in a chareh klum. Why? It's like Rashi. V'nafka v'get beloy chalitza. No chalitza. V'yehod the kodesh to idach. Acha bia loy mahani. Acha bia klum. So our Gemara says Saraya ma'im is koina. Why? Because v'abia psul the kamayim is shavi rabbono v'ktoni a chareh klum. What does it mean the kamayim is shavi rabbono? Zog Rashi. The l'nafka mina v'get. The kaboy na mechalitza kasta. That's right. It's, what do you mean? Fear of chenya is not maimer. It works. You don't need chalitza. It's real beer. It's real yibum. So it's chayes astira. The two Rashi's. The two Rashi. Rashi says in the Mishnah, fear of chenya, you don't need chalitza. Here it says, do need chalitza. So Masha asks this kasha. Nun of a base. Masha asks this question, and the Masha answers. He's saying like this: about the fear of chenya, you don't need chalitza. But according to the Rabbanon, you need chalitza. So you see, according to the Rabbanon, it's maimer. So we're saying like this, you see fear of Nechemya, or something that's maimar according to the Rabbanon, who hold that a bia psul needs a chalitza, lefi Rab Nechemya, it's koina. So you see, maimar koina kini gomer. I'll read you the mashal a little bit. V'achip rushoi, v'abia psul k'mai v'shav Rabbanon, v'haini Rabbanon the pligler of Nechemya, v'savra the bia psul yesh achareha klum, v'lein afka mina baget, l'kaboy na mechalitza, z'kasai, u'minayu nishvul Rab Nechemya, l'sof, d'einach abia klum, v'loi kaboy chalitza z'kasai, haini mishum, the bia psul k'ni kinyi gomor, v'hu adil maimar. And we'll have other, then his kids, he holds like his maimer, like upon him, and he holds maimer as koinah gomer. That's a five sheet, is a whole hold to a certain extent, that maimer is koinah. We have the Rabbi Gamliel, we have Beis Shammai, you have Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, and Rabbi Nechemya.